This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
Welcome back to Bobcat Radio, ladies and gentlemen, the Monday edition. Jason Harris here, Matthew Hamill, Mason Weir in the house for you today, keeping you updated up on all the Texas State stuff. Again, we covered softball and baseball action in the first half of the show. Talking a little NBA action right now. Again, Rockets, Mavs, Rockets leading that series 3-1. Spurs versus the Clippers return home after a game three just slaughtering, massacre, whatever you'd like to call it. Clippers storm back a little bit. Game 4, 114-105 win over the San Antonio Spurs. The Clippers series now tied at 2-2. And is the sky falling in San Antonio? Because the Spurs never lose at home, do they? I mean, it seems like it. But sure enough, the Clippers go in and do their thing. Chris Paul, 34 points. Blake Griffin, 20 points, 19 rebounds. It looked like a very solid win for the Clippers in game 4.
Well, this was a team that the Spurs, that a couple months ago, people were not sure if they were going to be in the playoffs. And then they won 55 games. And so the Spurs definitely learned how to turn it up here at the end of the season. But, you know, this is a game where Chris Paul, when he takes a game over, he takes it over. He's like one of, when people start talking about Steph Curry and Damian Lillard, it's like sometimes he's like waving his hand, being like, hey, don't forget me. Like, I'm still over here in Los Angeles holding it down with Blake Griffin. And it's like, this is an unbelievable basketball team. You know, Doc Rivers, do not sleep on that man. Unbelievable coach. This is a really, really interesting series, but also one thing I will say, as much as I am a lifelong Mavs fan and I'm not a big Spurs guy, it's really exciting to also see Kawhi Leonard just kind of blossom into this NBA star. But this is a series I genuinely do not know what's going to happen. Like, this could go 7 games, and I don't know about y'all, I'm going to love every second of it. This is a really good series.
I love first round game 7 matchups. There's just so much on the line just to get a chance to play in the second round. I mean, This is what NBA playoffs is all about. I got to say, Blake Griffin, he almost had a triple-double. He had 7 assists as well. And Kawhi Leonard, to your point, in the fourth quarter, he made back-to-back threes that really pulled the Spurs right back into the game. Oh, man, just agreeing with your points. I totally forgot what I was saying. But the Spurs, you know, they're not invincible at home in the playoffs. You know, the Golden State Warriors were able to win a playoff game in San Antonio a couple years ago. This is definitely going to go 7 games, for sure. And we have to credit Austin Rivers.
That's true.
The son of Doc Rivers, playoff career high. He's in the playoffs playing for his dad's team. Like, that's something absurd. And he was clutch. And the Clippers bench, if Jamal Crawford doesn't have it, they don't have anything. Hedo Turkoglu, he's old and past his prime. Glenn Davis doesn't really score. You know, he's just in there to do the dirty work and the, you know, not shoot free throws for DeAndre Jordan. But, I mean, and that's been the Spurs' advantage, is they've had that bench to supplement the starting lineup. And Tiago Splitter and Danny Green both put up donuts in the scoring line for the Spurs.
Which doesn't happen.
Yeah, wide open threes for Danny Green. I think he missed 6 of them, which is just, not good.
Very un-Danny Green-like as well. Can't think that's going to happen in Game 5 or Game 6. But I agree. I think this is going 7. I think this might be the best matchup of the NBA playoffs just entirety out of these games here. Exciting, exciting games to watch. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Cavs sweep the Celtics 4-0. I saw a Cavs win coming, but I didn't think it was going to get a sweep necessarily.
Now, the interesting thing about this, I really thought this was cool. This is not a thing you see very often with somebody like, I didn't think it was cool. I thought it was, I guess, like a nice change of pace. Like when Kevin Love, like his shoulder popped out, immediately he goes to the press and he was like, I have no doubt in my mind that Kelly Olynyk did that on purpose. And it's just like this classic trash. It's like the 80s, you know. Yeah. It's like reminds me of that sort of thing. And it was like, you know, J.R. Smith clotheslining Jay Crowder.
That was ugly.
It's dirty. It's dirty. But I will say, they didn't like each other. And they were competing really hard. And that's kind of bad. That is the most exciting kind. You were saying earlier, Mavericks and Rockets don't like each other. That's great basketball to watch. And the same thing here. Like, this is really exciting basketball. Even though it was a sweep, all 4 games were really competitive and really good. And LeBron James dominated. Kyrie Irving had a great first playoff series of his career. And so this is just really, really, you know, I think that, you know, Warren's always saying how it's a wash, the Cavs going out of the East. I totally agree.
He's ridiculous.
And let me just say, to Boston's credit, yeah, they were competitive. Name their superstar. It was Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Like, scoring 22 a game or whatever.
Going up, Brad Stevens.
Going up against, yeah, Brad Stevens, who, by the way, Tim Duncan is older than Brad Stevens. That is not a joke. He is older than Brad Stevens. But, yeah, you know, on the other side, you've got LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, you know, J.R. Smith can put up 20, Iman Shumpert can lock down anyone. There was no way that the Celtics were going to win a game, you know, with the players that they have. To be competitive was all they could ask for. They need stars. Instead, they've got a million second-round draft picks, which don't get you anything in the NBA unless Tony Parker appears in the draft once again. So, yeah. But the Cavs, they will have their hands full with Chicago. If Chicago can take care of Milwaukee in their Game 5, Milwaukee, that they definitely stole that game, Game 4. Chicago, I mean, we're all going to look at the play where Derrick Rose let Jared Bayless go, but really Chicago shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. They have been dominant in that series.
Yeah, I agree. Bulls leading the Bucks 3-1 right now. I think Game 5 is pretty much it. The Bulls going to walk away with that one. Wizards sweep the Raptors. Poor, poor Raptors. We're doing so well to get themselves into the playoffs and get swept by the Wizards 4-0. Warriors sweep the Pelicans. I think we all saw that coming. There's little to nobody who can do anything about the Warriors right now. And, of course, the Grizzlies leading the Blazers right now 3-0. You know, series playing out pretty much like we kind of expected it to. Going to have to see what happens with the Rockets and the Mavs and the Spurs and the Clippers. It's just exciting, exciting basketball.
Lots of 3-0s, 4-0s. You know, the Pelicans really should have won their Game 3. Steph Curry's a magician. The Raptors, they've got to be disappointed getting swept 0-4. I mean, that's definitely a coaching issue for me. They've got way too much talent on that team. They're stacked. They play two players deep in every position. That's embarrassing. Washington aren't that great. They're going to go up against the winner of the Hawks-Nets series, which I believe is also 3-1 in favor of the Hawks. You know, the Wizards could, you know, they could do something against the Hawks. Who knows? But I'll digress.
I expect the Hawks to come out of the East. Sorry, but I do. I know everybody loves the Cavs.
They'll do
and
it
LeBron
through
and
execution
like that,
and three-point shooting. And Kyle Korver.
All right, guys, that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of Bobcat Radio. Again, covered all that softball action, the baseball action, those NBA playoffs. Tune in, because we'll be covering that on Wednesday and Friday as well, keeping you updated, and some Major League Baseball action going on Wednesday as well. But for Mason Weir, Matthew Hamill, Jason Harris here, I want to thank you for tuning in to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW. We'll see you next time, cats.